Question: what does a media buyer do?
Answer: the media buyer investigates all the media possibilities outlined by the lead partner, negotiates with each provider, then makes the formal recommendations to the lead partner. With the lead partner's approval, the media buyer then presents the recommendations to the client.
Note:
our compensation increases relative to the client's growth each year. So as the ad budget increases and our scope of work increases with it, our increased income should be more than enough to pay us for the extra effort the larger ad budget will demand from us as the media plan is expanded and enlarged. But our system works only when the uncovery, conducted by the lead partner, provides the team with a reasonably accurate initial scope of work. If the lead partner isn't careful, the team may find themselves under the bus. If the scope of work grows more quickly than our annual compensation, the lead partner may have a problem keeping the team together. The lead partner can replace team members at will. But team members can also resign at will. So make sure you accurately identify the scope of work, lead partners.
Question: what does a digital marketer do?
Answer: digital and online have such broad meanings that a digital marketer will often assist the lead partner in an effort to uncover the full scope of work in the mind of the client. Google Ads? SEO? Facebook and Instagram campaigns? Podcasts? Email? YouTube videos and pre-roll? It's like wrestling an octopus.
Question: what does a graphic artist do?
Answer: graphic artists, like digital marketers, need to be given a clear scope of work by the lead partner. If a client has an in-house artist, there may not be a need for a graphic artist, but please resist the temptation to say, they only need a logo and a truck wrap, so this is a one-off project. Your client, whether they know it or not, will forever need an artist who can lay out illustrated email blasts, pamphlets, flyers, in-store signage, billboards, and countless other things. We should not fall into the habit of reaching out to partners to do short-term or one-off projects. But efficiency experts may be an exception to that rule.
What does an efficiency expert do?
Answer: efficiency experts can justify their involvement with a client faster and more dramatically than any other partner. But our clients are usually unaware of the vast network of invisible opportunities that an efficiency expert can see. They can quickly spot opportunities to slash expenses without a downside or a backlash, as well as spot opportunities to increase income by investing only nominal effort and minimal expense. But because small business owners rarely think about high operational efficiency, an efficiency expert often seems to them like the answer to a question no one was asking. An efficiency expert is like a cardiologist. Few people need a monthly heart exam. But mature individuals and companies are putting their health at risk if they don't see a specialist at least once a year. I have observed that we wizards of ads rarely suggest the services of partners who were not part of the original team assigned to the client. But we have amazing efficiency experts who can make a huge difference for our clients. Perhaps one of our efficiency experts will agree to a one-off with a follow-up at a reduced price each year thereafter. Talk to them.
What do sales and culture experts do?
Answer: sales and culture experts grow the inside of a client's company, while the other wizards grow the outside. Our sales experts teach our client's team how to speak more effectively to customers. Conversion rate, average sale, and profit margins go higher. Our culture experts teach team members how to speak to each other so that company morale is higher, staff retention is higher, and productivity is higher. The ability to hire, train, and retain good people is incredibly important in today's business climate. Culture is the key that unlocks every door.
How does a company get onto our recommended vendor list?
Answer: any partner can add a vendor to our recommended vendors list under the following conditions.
1.
The vendor provides a service that is outside the scope of the Wizard of Ads partner group.
2.
The partner who makes the recommendation is willing to answer questions and provide details about the vendor.
3.
No partner will publish or promote a vendor except privately and one-on-one. We are not affiliates who accept a commission.
4.
Any partner can request that a vendor be deleted from the list. These requests will be made to the president of Wizard of Ads, Inc., who will decide what action to take.